People are acquiring strange new astronomy notions. Take the supermoon, a newly coined term for when the moon comes closer than average. When that caught on a few years ago and the major media ran headlines saying, "Don't miss tonight's supermoon," confusion arose, because such a moon looks just like every other full moon. But media hype is creeping beyond our planet and sweeping through the universe. As a result, wrong ideas are becoming widespread. For example, if you ask anyone the first words spoken from the moon, they'll invariably mention the One Small Step speech. Actually, the first lunar words were, "Okay, engine stop." And soon after came, "Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed." Those were the first words. Only much later, after the two astronauts had been chatting away for 7 hours, did Armstrong say, "That's one small step for a man." Earlier this year, the press ran the first image of a black hole. But that black circular glob in the image was not a black hole. It was a false color depiction of an inky area 100 times larger. But even if incorrect, once a media favorite fact gains enough repetitions, it becomes our permanent model of the cosmos, which is why the vast majority of people wrongly think that orbiting astronauts can see the Great Wall of China, and believe that births or crime increases around the full moon, and think that professional astronomers look through telescopes, and believe radio telescopes capture sounds, and think the moon has a permanent dark side. Fitting in with a popular version of things probably explains why Alex Trebek says Uranus and Halley's Comet on Jeopardy instead of correctly saying Uranus and Halley's Comet. And even science programs habitually repeat the silly claim that astronauts have escaped Earth's gravity, even though gravity at the space station is still 90% as strong as in Times Square. There's barely a difference. The floating happens simply because orbiting astronauts are in free fall. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.